Welcome to A Presence on Your Journey, a podcast of Community Autism Resources. We're pleased to have as our guest Kate Danzero, director of the Gotcha Access Program housed at Bristol Community College. And Kate has a number of students who will also be joining our discussion. And Kate, if you want to introduce them or if they want to introduce themselves.
Sure. From our first year cohort, so they're in their second year, I have Michelle and Ryan. And from our newest cohort, we have Justin and Nicole. You guys want to say hi?
Hi.
Well, welcome to all of you, and I hope you have fun doing this. So I'd like to start with Kate, and we'll bring the students in as the podcast progresses.
Okay.
So we could start out by describing what is the Gotcha Access Program.
So Gotcha Access Program is a three-year college program for adults with ASD. The aim of the program is to provide a college experience to adults who are not able to traditionally access college, who are not ready to go on to full-time employment. It's a really nice transition piece from high school into the real world. So what we do, we work on occupational prep skills. We work on five different courses each semester. Each student develops an electronic portfolio at the end of their first year for future employment, and in their third year, they participate in a supported internship.
Are there any requirements or qualifications to be a part of the program?
Sure. So basically, you would need to be an adult who...
You have to be DBS eligible.
Not necessarily. You have to be an adult.
Forget about that part.
Who is on the autism spectrum. And we, of course, ask that you have some skills to be able to be in a classroom for 5 hours throughout the day, to have some communication skills, to have some coping skills. These are all things that we work on within the program, but you would need to be able to be in a classroom for 5 hours, 2 times a week.
Is there any financial requirements, or is there any assistance that's out there if the financial requirements are not able to be met, or how does that work?
Sure. So as Nicole mentioned, some individuals are DDS eligible through the Department of Disability Services, and they will provide an allocation for some individuals, and they can utilize that allocation to pay for their tuition into the program. We are a CBDS certified program, so we're licensed and certified to receive those funds through DDS. For individuals who may be DDS eligible but might not have an allocation, or for individuals who are not DDS eligible, there's the option to pay their tuition privately. We have applied for a few grants in the hopes of being able to provide scholarships for some of our students. So we've been able to do that for a few of our students. But unfortunately, of course, that's not available for everybody.
Before we went on the air, we were talking about spring breaks and when they occur or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the students commented that while BCC is on break next week, you are not. So this gets at the question of how do you operate in terms of calendars? You go by semesters? Do you go by the same vacation schedule?
So we don't follow the BCC schedule. What we do is we follow our own schedule of 12-week semesters with 5 weeks in between. So the way it works out, we are typically coming onto the campus a week or two after the college has started their semester, which is really nice because then they've kind of settled in, mm-hmm. and then it gives us our space to do our settling in after that. We're not all just congregating onto campus at the same time. So we have 3 semesters, basically, the fall, which runs from September until December, and then we have our 5-week break. We start back up mid to late January, and we go through until May, and then we have another break, and then we start our summer semester in June, and that goes through August.
So this is a
year-round program for the most part?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you go through in the summer as well.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice. Well, it's nice because we have our organic farming program. So,
So
that's important that we get.
Oh, good. We'll get into that in a few seconds. Now, the program is located on a college campus. Do you get to have access to all of the facilities that are available on the college campus?
Yes.
Mostly. Of course. Yeah.
We can use college library.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use the greenhouse this semester.
No, we can't.
Well, each student receives an ID, and with that ID, we show them how to utilize different services on campus. the cafeteria, the library,
the gym.
So the ID allows them to be able to sign in and use any of those services, and they do.
So you don't run into any hassles with the campus?
No, for the most part, everybody's very accepting and helpful. We try not to just descend upon areas. I will usually find out who's in charge. Like, we have one of our cohorts is actually going to the gym this next period, so I let them know ahead of time that we're coming, just so when 15 students come in, it's not a surprise. So I think there's a lot of cooperation between our program and the college campus.
Now, when you take a college course, usually some of the benchmarks are credits, like 3 credits, or some might be 4 credits or whatever. What is the benchmark for the Gotchel Access program?
So our program right now, there are not any credits associated with our courses, and we don't grade in the traditional 4.0 scale or letter grades. What we do grade on are soft skills, because we feel like these are the areas that are really important for the individuals who are participating in the program. And so by soft skills, we're looking at cooperation, communication, problem solving, all those skills that you really need in order to be successful in the community, on the job, and socially as well. And so those are the skills that we look at. And at the end of each semester, each instructor will fill out a soft skills survey for each student. So each semester, they're getting 5 different evaluations.
Yeah, and we have to do the same thing for instructors, too.
And if you want to talk about that a little bit, Nicole?
It's paper. We have to fill out questions on how we think the instructors did, if they explain the material the right way.
So just like a traditional college course, right?
Yeah.
Each instructor is surveyed by the students as well, so that we know how the instructors are doing as well.
If there was anything they could change or...
Do you guys get to fill out an evaluation at the end of the semester?
Yes.
Yes.
That happens at the end of the semester too.
Well, I have on my... This is a little inside baseball here. I have on my script for students, but please feel free, Kate, to jump in, as I like the fact that the students were able to jump in on the other questions, so I like this has become a little more freestyle than what I wrote here.
Sure.
But what courses are you taking, and how are you liking it so far? And anybody can jump in, but since this is not a visual medium, it's a podcast, you might want to identify yourselves.
Yeah, and one thing that I should be clear is that we all don't have the same schedule.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, so Ryan and Michelle are on one schedule, and Justin and me are on another schedule. So if you want to split it up between one person from each group, because 2 people saying the same thing might just get a little... So... Do you want to go, Ryan, or something? Okay, so
what are the courses you're taking this semester?
I'm taking paralegal, health and wellness, newsletter writing, farming, and theater.
Nice.
Yep. Okay, and me and Justin, we take martial arts, organic farming.
Then theater.
Yeah, then theater after lunch. And then art class, which is what we're supposed to be right now.
But we agreed to be here for the time.
Yes. So, and then we have life skills class after this. Yeah. So that's our...
Are you guys disappointed that you're being taken out of art class?
No, I'm not really good at drawing, so I could miss out on that one.
Well, all I got to do is finish the background of my drawing, and so it's not much of a big deal.
That's a good introduction to what kinds of things are you learning in your courses?
Well, in martial arts right now, we're learning self-discipline, self-control, not to use our karate skills outside karate class.
You have to defend yourself if something happens, though.
Yeah, but use it smartly. How to be healthy, too, because we have a student creed, and part of it says eating healthy so you can stay healthy.
Admittingly, we had sugar, though.
Yes, some of my friends in class ate Reptar bars, which had chocolate with green frosting on the inside. It's a Reptar bar from Rugrats, if you've ever heard of that. Reptar the dinosaur.
Which I wasn't sure if I could have any because of my nut allergy. So I brought a bag of sugared Minnie Mouse heads that my grandmother brought to my house for when she came home from Disney World.
Okay, so...
There are 2 bags. I'm still on bag number 1, though.
Okay, so way to avoid your nut allergy, Justin. And in gardening class, recently we've been making things that can help us on the outside of our body and on the inside, and today we made cough drops. They didn't turn out as well as the other class. Ours were just straight goo. So, yeah, that was a interesting cough drop. And then in theater class, we were talking about directing today. So we're going to be directing our own mini plays, kind of.
Yeah.
So just out of curiosity, what happens in the farming class?
Normally, we would go out to the greenhouse, but we don't have access to that right now, so we've been working in the classroom.
And usually when we do have access to the greenhouse, every once in a while we'll walk over to the far side where the garden is.
Yeah, we have a community garden, so...
And Ryan, what are you learning in the paralegal course, and do you like it?
The court system, how things work.
I saw that. I had a dress.
Do you want to add to that? What else are you learning in the paralegal?
The law of court, what we have to dress.
Like, this wouldn't be very court appropriate.
No.
just the life of being at the court.
And the skills that are needed.
Yeah. Wow. I was saying, in art class right now, we're learning how to draw with grids and
great.
Mixed colors.
So besides paralegal theater, and I want to go into theater in a minute because I'm curious about that too. There's also courses like wellness, I believe.
Yes, my group had health
food
class last
nutrition.
Semester. So
yes,
we did. We have health this semester.
So do you want to describe that a little bit?
Well, in our health class last semester, we talked about proteins and ways to stay healthy. And my teacher actually brought in potato donuts from Maine. They're actually a thing.
Yes, it's not fictional. It's legit.
Donuts that are made out of potatoes instead of...
But what was the reason behind that?
Oh, to see if they were healthier than regular donuts or not.
Or potatoes.
Right. Yeah. So in addition to those three core courses where we look at internships in year three, we've rounded out with health and wellness because we feel like it's a real area of importance for a lot of our students. Yep. So each semester, they have a course that's based in health, but it changes every semester. So they've done martial arts, they've done yoga, they've done exercise, they've done sports and games. We're looking at teaching first aid as well.
We had our first year, we actually had health with a different teacher in a different setting. I think about more food.
Right.
And this semester is second year about the heart and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did some exercising last semester and health too.
And then the fifth course that rounds that out is our enrichment course, where we're looking at developing interests, expanding interests, trying new things, looking at things that could potentially also roll over into work opportunities. So we've done art, we've done computers.
Newsletter we have this semester.
Mm-hmm. Animal care.
Animal care.
And we're in life skills right now.
Yeah, so your enrichment course right now is your art class.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're in life skills.
So what kinds of things would you cover in life skills, for example?
It's various. It could be multiple. It's the same on one day.
We were talking about rights that everyone has last week, and today we're finishing a paper on, like, if we wanted a future job, we're talking about how much money they get annually from when they start to when they end, and then we're going on to budgeting today.
Okay.
We're talking about how to budget money and stuff.
Ugh.
Yeah, he's right.
In the third year of the program, there are opportunities for internships. What would you see yourselves doing after this program, for example?
I only work in the office, and internships in the office at the court system. That's one of my goals, to work at the desk and organize and help clients or whatever to get what they need and to talk to their supervisor or whoever is there.
I mean, I work currently, but it's only 2 hours a week, so maybe in the future, getting more hours, and maybe other job that's a better fit, because right now I'm in the teaching industry, and that's a very hard job, so...
And one of the things that we work on in the first semester is the students examine their strengths, their challenges, what would be a good fit for a job, what wouldn't be a good fit, what kind of supports might I need, and how would I request those, right? So that was all.
Yeah, so I'm in the teaching industry right now, and as you probably know, that's a very hard field to work in. I don't see how Kate does it, but
well, I've got great students.
Yeah.
So I'd like to maybe try to find another job that's more my speed.
What are you thinking out of these three
areas? I don't know. I like the sound of theater because I'm very out there and
performing for people. Yeah. So,
Justin and Ryan, do you want to speak a little bit about how
this program differs from other programs?
You have more accommodations.
More accommodations? Or from even from when you were in school?
It's better than when I went to middle and high school, I'll say that.
What are some of the qualities about the program that you think are good for you?
Yeah.
That I've met new people.
Rye, what do you think? What's good about the program?
Hang out with people, like at parties after school in the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the nice things about the design of the cohort is when the students start at the beginning of the year with their class, their cohort, they'll move through those 3 years together. They'll all take the same classes together. So a lot of nice close friendships have developed from that.
Yeah, so we're all family with our classmates. And it's different from high school because I feel like in high school you're all grouped together into one small area. And in college you can kind of make yourself known but still be together with people you love.
Do you guys have activities after your classes too?
Yes, I'm probably one of the busiest sitting here right now. I'm in dance and community theater and Special Olympics, which Kate would know about. Mm-hmm. And
we're looking.
Like I said, I work 2 hours a week too, so that keeps me busy on those days.
I'm kind of busy as well because I have 2 jobs and I also do karate outside of school as well.
Yes, he's our black belt next to our instructor. It's kind of interesting to see.
We're looking to start developing some clubs within GAP. Some of the students have shown some interest in a Dungeons & Dragons club that we could do maybe on Friday afternoons. Mm-hmm. Another student has talked about maybe showing movies at the end of the day and then having some discussion about the movies.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That was Dan.
Yeah.
I just want to say, though, after school stuff would be a little bit complex for me because my family only has one set of wheels right now with the car, and it's a 45-minute drive from my house.
Yeah. Transportation is one of our biggest obstacles in the program because we don't provide transportation. We don't have a transportation contract, so all the students need to provide their own transportation.
Yes, like we have someone in year one who's from the Cape and someone in our class, Dan, who I already mentioned, is from Quincy. So
people come from all over the region.
Mm-hmm.
Now, talk to me, if you will, about the theater course. What is that?
Okay, so
how is that?
So last semester when...
Yeah.
Last semester when I was in theater class, we focused more on...
Well, we first started with monologues.
Yeah, so we were doing that. And then we have a showcase at the end of the semester, so...
Yeah, which was a variety show.
Yes, we were getting ready for that. And now, this semester, we're more into directing. So we're talking about how to direct actors to do what you want them to do.
Do you actually have a variety show at the end? Or?
Yeah, we'll have a variety show at the end of this semester, too. Yes.
Yeah.
Each semester, at the end, we try and showcase some of the work that we've done. Some courses are more conducive to that. Of course, theater is. So typically they'll do some sort of a performance. And if we've done art, we'll showcase the art.
Yeah, we showcased our pictures last year.
Yeah,
from photography and our plants from gardening. Mm-hmm.
Our theater class this semester, we are writing our own stories, our own scripts of whatever comes up, like our own characters. And then we're going to perform that at the end of the semester. The last semester we did chorus. So everyone came together and sang chorus. And then year before that, everyone picked their own song and we started singing that.
Oh yeah, so last year for their chorus, it was during Christmas time, so they did Christmas music.
Mm. Now, do you get to do plays or, you know, like...
Well, monologues are kind of plays.
Okay.
I'm sure we couldn't do a full-length play, but...
I don't know if we're able to do a full play or not.
Probably by the end of year 3, I think that would be our goal, would be a full-on production.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, they're kind of working piece by piece on those individual pieces that they need to be successful before they can pull them all together into a full production. But the area of theater really has a lot of useful skills for community and social development as well. Public speaking, working together, constructive criticism. Yep. There's lots of things that we work through in theater that you need for real life skills as well.
How does involvement in this program compare with any other program you may have been involved in? And anybody can take this? All of you can take this?
I actually really, really like this program. It's got me to the point that I'm more confident and like now I'm more social, more with my friends out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So the GAP program is pretty awesome for people who wants to get into the program.
I mean, I feel the same way as Michelle, but when I'm not here in school, I go to a day program the 3 other days of the week. And right now, I only have a couple of my friends that are my age in the day program. Most of them are older than me. So this is kind of like right around my range where I am right now.
Mm.
I mean, I like to be with my own friends, but...
So how many days a week would you actually come here?
I come here twice. Wednesday and Friday.
Yes, twice.
Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 to 3:30.
Yep.
Kate, how many staff are involved in this program, and that includes instructors? And maybe if you can give us an idea of what courses some of them are teaching.
Sure. So each cohort right now is taking 5 courses, and each semester it will encompass those 3 core courses of organic farming, theater and life skills or paralegal support. Mm-hmm. So each one of those courses has their own instructor. So that's 10 instructors right there coming in to teach.
And there's two staff in our class, mm-hmm. me and Justin's.
So each cohort also has a coordinator who mm-hmm. at this point teaches the life skills and the paralegal curriculum. And then eventually it'll be their opportunity to do the internship placement and support and the outreach to secure those internships. And each class also has a classroom aide in the classroom to support as well. So each room has typically three staff mm-hmm. members in there between the instructor, the coordinator, and the aide, and then myself as director. I spend time in the classrooms.
And then
well.
In our class, Josh has Lori.
So. And some, yeah, a couple students have their own one-to-one support that they have provided.
Mm-hmm. And in our case, our life skills instructor right now is Tony. So
he's the man.
Tony. Shout out to Tony. Yes, right.
And some students have their aides transform to college.
Yes, they do.
When is the next available recruitment period, if I'm wording this correctly?
Or? Yeah, so each cohort begins their year in September. So we'll be looking to start a new cohort this coming fall in September. We will be having an expo in the spring for people who want to learn more about the program. Typically here on campus, we invite people to come and talk to current students and to fill out applications and to ask questions.
I came to that last
one. You attended that, yeah. Ryan Cleary attended that too. Do you remember you came to the expo before you actually started school?
Now I'd be on the other side of the table.
Yeah, now you'll be telling.
Well, you guys are the best marketers for this program, I have
yes.
to say.
Thank you.
Judging by what I'm experiencing in this podcast, so I hope you are involved in the expo in some way.
I'm sure me and Justin will be. Before it was Ryan and Michelle, now it's Justin.
Is there anything else, Kate and the rest of you, anything else that you'd like to say about this program that probably we haven't been able to cover in this podcast?
Well, it's a good program.
It's a good program. Mm-hmm. We think it's a pretty original program. There's not much out there like this. In our opinion.
I mean, I was in regular college and they put me in a special class, but that wasn't even the right spot for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice in-between mm-hmm. for when you're not ready for traditional college, but lifelong learning is important, right?
Mm-hmm. You learn something new every day.
That's right.
So.
Well, I want to thank you all for participating in this podcast, and I want to remind everybody that music heard as our theme on this podcast is written by George Winston. A Presence on Your Journey is a podcast of Community Autism Resources. Barbara Domain is our executive director. Nick Domain is our producer and provides the technical assistance. You can also listen to this podcast when it's up and ready by going to our website, which is www.community-autism-resources.com. And if you have iTunes, you can go onto the bookstore and do a search and just look for autism. Under autism is a presence on your journey. Under that, you can subscribe to the podcast if you wish. Thank you for joining us. And this has been Dennis Pulsella.